Good evening. I call order this special board meeting for the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education. Today is Tuesday, October 28th, 2025, and the time is 5:30 p.m. Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Sabadini.
Here.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Can we all stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we do have some public. Okay, before we begin, as a reminder, if you wish to address the board during public commentary, please make sure you fill out a public commentary form located by the table by the door. And once you've filled that out, Chelsea, you can turn it in to Jamie. Okay. Superintendent Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda this evening?
There are none, sir.
Very good. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda as stated.
Do we have support?
Support.
Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion carries. Next, we have new business. I'll turn it over to Mrs. Shook for approval of the resolution.
And Cass, before you get in, can you give us a little backstory of why we're doing this right here, please?
Sure. After consulting, after last meeting, we consulted with a special attorney at Collins and Blaha. That's not the right term, but he specializes in these types of transactions, and also the First Merchants Bank, and they advised that the line of credit was not the best way for the school to proceed, but a state aid note would be more appropriate and cost less in interest expenses. So this is going to replace the previous motion that was approved, not in addition to. And tonight we're asking the board to move to approve the district's issuance of a state aid anticipation note not to exceed $3 million as presented.
Okay. Can we have a motion?
I move that the Board of Education approve the district's issuance of a state aid anticipation note not to exceed $3 million as presented.
Do we have support?
Support.
Okay, discussion?
The first thing I want to discuss is we have a approved motion on the table that's not was approved at the previous meeting that's not been addressed. So do we need to withdraw or do something with that approval before we move on to the next?
That's a good question.
I would say yes. So I think we would have to amend this motion that it would include the rescinding of the previous board approval of the, what'd you call it, Cassie? The line of credit.
Line of credit.
That is my proposed amendment.
I guess the question is, could we reword the motion to say to replace the previously moved
Or to rescind the previous line of credit and to implement this motion?
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Mary, would you like to reword your motion?
Sure. So my question is it more appropriate to rescind the previous line of credit or to move forward with saying that this is a replacement for that? Is there a difference? Is it just going to yield the same result? That's my question.
Maybe the best way, and I'm not a Robert's Rules, is to table the current motion for a few minutes, then have a motion to rescind, and then come back to the current motion.
Okay. So then I am going to do what was recommended, and we're going to table the current motion for the duration of this particular moment in time so that we can have further discussion on like what would the appropriate what the appropriate measures would be to consider the approved motion from our last board meeting.
Okay. Do a roll call.
So I think we need a roll call to table the current motion.
Would we need support to table it?
I support.
All right.
Okay.
Done.
I'm not sure. Well,
that's all right.
Again, I'm not
that's
a Roberts right. Rules expert, but
okay. It's all right.
That's okay. We got it. Okay.
Right. Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mr. Hack?
Yes. And the current motion is tabled. For a
table
short
the other one off the table.
Okay. Then I guess, do we have a new motion?
Is one of those avenues more appropriate? Is rescinding or replacing the more effective or appropriate means to achieve the end results that we need?
I would say let's rescind the other one, take it off the table, take it done, and then we will redo the motion for the other one, which is why we tabled the original. That would be my suggestion.
But is there a difference between the two terms? That's my question.
I would believe so. A rescind would be more appropriate, yes.
Okay. Do I have to make it?
No, I can.
No, anybody can make it.
Okay.
I was going to say, like...
I move to rescind the line of credit that was approved at the board meeting on October 14th. 2025, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like that's correct.
Support.
I'm looking it up right now.
Support. Okay.
And we have support from Brian. Any discussion?
You clarifying the date there, Mary?
Yep, I'm looking it up because I'm pretty
am
sure
I writing
that that's
right. Okay, yeah. We're good.
Okay. Hearing no discussion, can we have roll call, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Hack?
Yes. And the motion carries. Now I think we need a motion to take the previous motion off the table and back into the board discussion.
I move that we untable the motion that has been tabled to take further action.
Do we have support?
Support.
Jamie, can we have a roll call?
Yes, Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes. So that motion is now back on the floor. We'll continue with discussion.
So, Darla, there was questions raised, and so we emailed out yesterday to the board that we go over those answers, and so Cassie, if you like, she can go over those answers for you.
Could you print off a copy?
Sure.
I didn't bring my copy. That's okay. I think I remember what they are.
She's going to read them to you.
Yep.
Okay.
The first question was, what is the state aid note program? What are the stipulations, requirements, and payment terms, et cetera? The state aid note program through the state, which is not what this is part of, the background information was just indicating that's what we had done previously.
Oh, okay.
But that is an annual program that schools can opt into where they pool together the requests to get a more favorable interest rate and terms. And I'll include in board briefs like last year's information as far as what the different payment options are. And that information just for reference.
I don't know what we need at this point if that's the case. Yep. Yeah, but thank you.
I can if you would like.
Okay.
But yep. And then so the different payment terms with that program are you can do a 3, 5, or 7 payment set aside or a single bulk payment where they take it out of your entire August state aid. And historically, we've done the 7 payment spread from your January through your August state aid to pay off that note.
And that's what's?
That's all the state program. This is going to be similar, but it's going to be paid off by the end of June instead of spreading it over in July and August. The next question, unless someone had something else before I move on.
Do you know what the interest rate is?
On this particular transaction, I can provide that to you. Let me just pull up.
You're talking about the one we're choosing?
Correct.
Okay. I didn't include that in my question.
It's okay.
I think I did.
I just need to scroll in my email to find where he indicated that to me. It is an interest rate of 4.1% is what First Merchants provided.
That's pretty good.
The state, that program is not available at this present time. That's only available in June on an annual basis. So this is considered a private state aid anticipation note. The program that Mrs. Myers had a question on was related to the background information that I had provided, that previously we've all participated in that program, but we missed that opportunity in June. They only provide that to those that are opting for the program, so I wouldn't have that information. The next question was, the current state school aid is provided. What was the previous 2 years' amounts for comparison purposes? In 24-25, our state aid was roughly $45 million, and in 23-24, it was roughly $47 million.
That's for the state school aid? Was it the current one, 47,539? Is that what I wrote that number down, 47,539.
I don't have those
sheets. 25 through 826. That would have been October 25 through August of 26. I think that's the current.
Those are my estimates, yes.
Was that your estimates, or was that what the allocation was?
The allocation hasn't been finalized because the pupil account hasn't been finalized.
Okay.
And all the categorical rates have not been finalized.
Okay. Is that what you're looking?
Yeah, in the 23-24 school year, our state allocation was $45 million.
Okay.
And then the
23-24 was $47 million, 24-25 was $45.
And now it's going back up. Estimated based on the numbers that are coming
based
in.
Based on some of the categoricals, yes.
Yeah. Correct. Even with the student count loss?
Correct.
Okay. Because that considers into repayment of the loan for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a comment that the reason it was only $45 million this past year is because the state did not increase the
correct. There was no foundation allowance increase. Correct. Did anyone else have questions on that before I? Okay. When was it previously used? I'm assuming that means the state aid note program. What were the conditions, terms, et cetera?
Okay, we got that.
Would you like to know the amounts that we previously borrowed?
Sure.
I have the last 5 years that we did borrowing. In 2019-2020, we borrowed $6.25 million. In 18-19... 17-18 and 16-17, in each of those years, we borrowed $7 million. And then in 2015-2016, we borrowed $7.5 million.
What was the last one? I'm sorry.
$7.5 million. Oh, I'm sorry. 2015-16. And then the next question is, why exactly are we borrowing? The text states for school operation or pay previous loans. Is it for one or both? It is for cash flow purposes, so that would be general operations. That document is a legal document, so just in if we were to have some sort of debt payment that was due, that we could use these proceeds if we needed to for that. But at this time, it is for general cash flow operations.
We don't have any previous loans that need to be paid back, as far as I'm aware of.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then it's for straight school operation because cash flow would be used for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Did anyone have any other questions on that piece before I move to the next one? What is the amount of the associated fee for the note? There will be interest. I neglected to total what he had on here as far as the interest, but I can tabulate that real quick But we'll also have a fee from Collins and Blaha for serving as our note counsel. And then there's a $5,000 fee from First Merchants for their costs.
So we don't know what the legal fee is at this point?
It depends on the amount of time that the attorneys spend on it.
So it's not the amount of time that they've spent to make this decision. This is an ongoing legal consult. I'm trying to follow the conversation.
Part of that answer is going to be answered in one of your other questions as well.
Okay.
But it's not just the prep work. Collins and Blaha also files the necessary documents with the federal government and the state government for the issuance of the note. So that's additional time besides just preparing this resolution document.
Okay, so the rate that's being billed at is Jeremy's rate? Or is this calculated at a different rate level? Because that makes a difference. Where does it fall? We have three different, is it under the general? Is it under specific?
There's a general amount of money, and I'm not sure his level as far as where he sits on the hierarchy of the attorney fees schedule right there. And so I don't know if he's a parallel to Jeremy or if he's it's one step below.
So we got legal fees that will be ongoing is what my gist of that conversation is.
Once everything is completed, he will send us a bill. It's not ongoing for the entirety of the moment. I just can't say specifically how much.
Okay.
There's still, once this is approved, there's still a little bit of work that he has to do. So I can't.
That's fine. No, you can't project that. I understand that. I just wanted to know that there was an end point here and at current. Mm-hmm. And then the bank fees, $5,000, yes. Then we'll have the interest.
Interest. And I just tabulated what they had provided, and it's just shy of $55,000 on the $3 million. And then the next question, is it going to be tax exempt? Yes, we are a qualified borrower. And based on the opinion of our legal counsel, what we're using it for does qualify as tax exempt. And then number 7, what does do all things necessary mean? That was in a part about in the resolution as far as what the legal counsel was going to do, and the all other things necessary would be the filings that I mentioned.
Okay.
And completing that closing paperwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, I was wondering if this is going to last 7 months.
No. And then what is a general obligation note? That just means that it's not tied to any sort of debt millage. It's just a general note that we are issuing. And then the last question was about the state qualified letter that was enclosed with the resolution. And that is an annual filing to ensure that we don't. The state has certain rules as far as how much debt a school district can have in other municipalities, and we have to file information. And then based on the information we provide, they either say we're a qualified borrower and don't have to ask further that fiscal year when we want to issue a note such as this, or they say we're not qualified, and then in order to do a transaction like this, we would have to seek approval from the state.
Okay.
But that's an annual form, and in fact, because the audit was approved, I just filed the one for 25-26.
Okay. Thank you for answering all those.
Yep.
Any other questions?
So in voting on this tonight, I'm going to ask that we have a further discussion on the totality of this event at a special board meeting or in addition to a meeting, and withhold all of those questions and all those discussions and just strictly vote on the measure we've got forward, if that works.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes, and the motion carries.
So before we do leave tonight, there are a couple of you that we will need signatures from, namely Stacy and just Stacy. Okay, so we gotta make sure we get that, okay?
Okay.
Stacy there. So please don't run out.
I would run.
Sign your life away.
It's not even funny.
As we have no old business tonight, Carrie, do we have any public commentary?
We do not.
Okay, very good. That concludes our agenda. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Support.
Show of hands. Okay. The Monroe Public Schools Board of Education special board meeting for Tuesday, October 28th, 2025 is adjourned. The time is 5:50 p.m.